And then, of course, this major issue of the Alliance of Civilizations, the Dialogue of Cultures, which was my second mandate, more or less simultaneous, which meant the need to really insert dialogue and the understanding between cultures and religions. And obviously the great honor in all this is to the prize has the name of a fantastic figure and statesman and charismatic person who was Mr. Nelson Mandela, an example to us all.
Strengthening democracies seems to be a central theme of your life's work. Why is it so personally meaningful for you?
Well, but because I lived under the dictatorship 34 years of my life, you see. I was an active lawyer, defending political prisoners, having underground activities, started as a student. I was a leader of the Federation of Students in my own city in a time of a big strike. So all this added up, you see. You cannot live without liberty. It's not life, it's just a dominion. You're dominated, really, by a minority. So liberty enhances your possibilities, your values, your circumstances, and of course the right to progress according to your capacities. This is also something that touched me very much in my political life. I cannot separate myself for the plight to fight for liberty and democracy, and I think this is the way to enhance human possibilities of success.
Was there any specific moment that sparked your own political awareness or activism?
Well, I think there were many. It all has to do with education. When you start to understand things, whom is around you, of course family plays a great role, or school plays a great role. Culture can play a great role, the interest in understanding what has happened in history. So there's a growing feeling that adds up in your life, so it's difficult to say. So it's a combination. It's a book, in a way, which you keep on moving page after page. That's a story of a lifetime.